I'm Lando Calrissian. Glad to make your acquaintance.
We are back with the Lando Calrissian Experience. We're back. We are at Jules's barbershop in his illustrious theater recording this episode. James, what's going on, my brother?
Man, you know the deal, man. Work, man, and getting shit done, brother. How you doing?
Good, man. I'm actually, man, we got some emails, some dope emails from people, man. They really appreciated the last episode where we went over Black Panther.
Nice.
A lot of cats is really, really feeling that.
Shout out to y'all, man.
Yeah. This first email is coming from, hold on, let me pull it on up. It's from our man Xavier. Xavier from Pittsburgh. He says, day one fan here. I love the discussion y'all had about Black Panther. I've seen it twice, and it seems to get better with each viewing. So many topics I want to touch on, but I'll just keep it simple with one. What do y'all think about Claw calling the Wakandan savages? I mean, he's been there and seen all his glory, but somehow seen himself as better. I just thought that was interesting. But yeah, man, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all truly is the greatest show on the turf, hands down. P.S. I need y'all to check out a movie called Night of the Demon. If you want to see how niggas would really be in a horror movie, this is it. It's so real that the movie has to cheat just to keep old boy from escaping. So check this out, but stay away from Part 2, Angela's Revenge, and the remake came out in the 2000s. Both of them, those are horrible. Peace. Have you heard this movie?
It sounds vaguely... I felt like I've heard it in, like, maybe a conversation before, like, in the past.
Is that from the 70s? Is it from the 70s or something?
I don't know. It's got to be... I mean, if it's a remake, I got to say, it's got to be at least 20 or 30 years old, at least.
Yeah, I'm looking at Night of the Demons. When did this come out?
But to answer your question about Claw and the Wakanda...
88,
okay.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, Claw and the Wakanda Savages, man, what do you think?
It's just because he was just on some... Claw's just a racist fucking Australian. What is he, Australian?
Was he Australian? I think so.
Yeah, I think he's Australian.
I think Claw was Australian.
Yeah, he's this motherfucker. It's like he's seen some Aborigine motherfuckers that's fucked up, and then down there where he's at, and then he feel they savages because they haven't. And you know what? Now that I think about it, I think that he thinks that they're savages not because of savagery, like they're below. I think because they're not using the technology the way he thinks they should be.
Right.
You know, like, they're savages because you're not.
It's like, you're using the technology wrong.
What the fuck? Y'all just got this shit in there. What y'all mean? Y'all savages. Y'all should be going there running shit.
Right.
That's what I believe.
So let me show you how to use this shit.
Let me show you how to use this shit. Exactly. But, yeah, Xavier, I'm going to have to peep this out, man. Wow, it's got an 86% on Google Movies, but it's got a 44% on Rotten Tomatoes, 6.3 on IMDb. I'm about to check this out. I see it's a brother here, Alvin Alexis. I'm about to check this out. So he said basically this is how niggas are really being a horror movie. Okay. And then there's a part two of Angela's Revenge. He said don't fuck with that one. But I'm in the completist, so I'm about to watch Angela's Revenge too, though. If the first one's good, I'm going to have to go ahead and slide on to Angela's Revenge just to fuck with it. But not moving too forward, though. But did you see all the trailers in the trailers? I know your boy has got a new movie coming out. Did you see that in the trailers?
Yeah, man.
Why you put your face in your jacket? Your boy kind of capitalized off his movie that came out, The Artist. We gonna talk about that in a minute, but I knew that you would appreciate that, man.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, let's go ahead and... jump into these topics, man. One, I'm going to jump down a little bit in here, man. Did you see the Laz Alonso is being cast in your show, The Boys?
Really?
Yeah, that's in the... So you've been big on this because you've been saying about how The Boys is pretty dope. He's casting The Boys.
Nice.
So, explain to some people that haven't,
shout out to Jonathan Mayno. He kind of put me on to it, man.
I know, it was Jonathan that put us on it.
Yeah, Jonathan put us on it.
I started looking. I thought it was you, though, but that's
Jonathan. No, it was Jonathan, man. He put me on it, but he put me on to it, man. Shout out to him. And me looking into it, man, just looking like, basically a bunch of, basically like a superpower cleanup crew.
Of superheroes when they fucking up.
Yeah, basically when superheroes are here basically being too human, basically giving in too many human vices.
They coming to clean them
up. Yeah, they basically coming to regulate. Basically, okay, we the cleanup crew, basically get y'all shit in order.
That's a nice budget.
Right, it is, man. Like, I was like, I'm really interested in that, man. For real. Like, it's pretty dope. And
yeah, I'm in for this.
Yeah, I'm with that, man. But I meant to ask you, man. So I know you saw Rick and Time with Xander, right?
Yes.
How was that, man?
It was okay, man. It was fine.
How does she like it?
See, my daughter is real weird, man. Like, we went with shout out to my man Theon, man. He took his daughter too, so it was like going to the club for them. So they up and down the aisles, they eating snacks. We went at 11 in the morning, so nobody else was in there. There's another little kid and his mom all at the top. So, they had the whole reign of this thing. So my daughter didn't want to watch it with 3D glasses. She kept taking them off. And I was like, Xander, you going to mess your eyes up? She's like, but it's cool. My eyes, it's itching in my nose. So I was holding it over her eyes for her to watch the 3D. She's like, this is better. And I'm like...
Hey, daddy duties, brother.
But I mean, she was into it for like, she liked it. I'm like, you like this? And she's like, yeah, I had a good time. So, but if you just coming in as an outside person, I don't know what the fuck was going on in this movie for real. I'm going to be honest with you. And I watch movies intensively. And I understood the basic premise, but it was like, they seemed like they dragged on in a lot of different areas. It really only was like 4, 5, 6 set pieces, the whole movie. You had their home, you had the first place they go to, another place they go to, and then the final place they went to. Mm. And then they had, like, her school. So, like, and I'm fine with that. I heard it's, like, I guess supposed to be a series of Wrinkle in Time books.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be, I guess, continuations.
Okay.
There was a bright spot. Gugu Mbatha-Raw was in there as the mother. That was a very great bright spot for as an adult male going to see this with children. Seeing her on the screen was very, very good for the streets. But in general movie, I gave it a 2.5. Two and a half, man. It was fine. It was fine. It was cool. It wasn't nothing.
2.5 out of 5, 2.5 out of 10?
2.5 out of 5.
Okay.
Out of 5. If I'm going out of 10, I give it a solid 6. 5.5, 6. I mean, it ain't bad, but it ain't nothing that's going to shout about it. I really kind of wish they should have pushed that back. Maybe to like August, just because Black Panther's just going up in people's asses, you know what I'm saying, right now. I just think it might have been better placed somewhere else. But now, then I looked at the rest of the schedule. There's a lot of crazy shit coming out this year, so it's like...
Well, I mean, what do you...
Where else is going to be at, though?
Right, no.
You know.
No, I understand, but, I was just running across, Ava doing New Gods.
Yeah.
And that's going to be dope. So I was like, she's still going to get her work in, so, man, we're going to be seeing more of Jack Kirby's Fourth World... Yeah.
I think she's doing Central Park 5 first, though.
Yeah. But still, regardless, she doing fucking New Guys. That's gonna be ill. People don't understand. No, Jack Kirby, man, the motherfucking OG of comics, man, made the fucking Fourth World. And, dude, when you get into, like, the whole New Genesis Apocalypse hole between that, basically, a.k.a. One World is Heaven, One World is Hell, and you get the whole concept of that. And, like, how deep that shit get? Dude, New Guys is ill, dog, for real.
I've been repeating.
New Guys is hell ill. Then you found out Darkseid, even the worst nigga out there, you found out Darkseid Daddy really is the worst of the worst of the worst, for real, out there. Like, it's crazy, man. Like, it's real ill, man. So
that's going to be out of DC?
Yeah, New Guys is DC, yeah. So Darkseid.
Is that going to be within the DCU?
I don't know.
Or it's going to be a standalone film?
Technically, New Guys can be standalone.
Okay.
Because New Guys is... It's associated with, but it's the whole New Guys world is in its own pocket dimension. Like, it's totally outside of the DC multiverse. Like, basically, put like this: when you see a Dark Side, it's the same Dark Side in every DC.
Okay.
So it's it's only one version of everyone that comes from the New Guy realm.
Okay.
So anytime you see Dark Side in the comics, you see Dark Side, or like maybe an alternate story here and there, but 90% of the time, like if it ain't like some kind of like a what if story, like, if you see Darkseid anywhere, whether it's a movie, whether it's in the comic, whether it's in the TV show, it's the same Darkseid 9 times out of 10. Okay. It's just he's hopping to different universes to see different versions of the same Superman or anything like that. So really, he just universe hopping. Okay. That's the whole purpose of Portal Mortem. But Mother Box is a universe. A dimensional barrier.
Okay.
So yeah, it's dope, man. But yeah, it was a
shout out. Have you been peeping Jessica Jones, man?
You know what, man? I haven't peeped it just yet. I've been trying to finish up all my other shows I've been watching, but I've been hearing questionable things about it, man.
This is crazy things. So I've heard some questionable stuff about it. But then I was in, like, I'm in another group on Facebook, and they were like, "This is like the most cerebral season. It's better than one." I was like, "God damn!" Like, it was a whole thread of people like loving it, and I was like, "Damn, really?" Like, it's two different.
Two schools of thought on
it. Yeah, yeah. So I'm only on episode 2. So
this is my thing. If you're not topping Kilgrave as a villain.
Yeah, I heard the villain is not Kilgrave.
That's my point. That's what I'm saying right there.
Yeah.
Kilgrave would go down as one of the, probably one of my favorite. To me, Kilgrave's up there, to me, not too far from DC Joker. Mm. From Heath Ledger Joker. As far as a villain.
Yeah. Just that cerebral type.
He not that far away though. Like David Tennant played his ass off in that role, and I hate he got killed off like he did. Mm-hmm. But he was probably one of the best villains I've seen in a comic book series, live action, in a long time outside of Heath Ledger Joker, Tom Hardy Bane, Tom Hiddleston Loki. You know, he definitely in that tier. Like I would definitely say that. So that's what I'm like. If the villain ain't. Like that good. It's kind of like getting rid of Cottonmouth, midway through that fucking Luke Cage.
Yeah, and then
you wasted that. It's like, oh shit. Or getting rid of Red Skull in Captain America 1 that early, like they did, because that Red Skull could have been ill and if they would have played that off some more.
Yeah,
but it is what it is.
Have you seen anything else lately?
I've been watching. I watched, like I was telling you right before we started, The Crown.
Crown, yeah.
You know what, man? I'm gonna be honest, man. You know, shout out to my wife, man, Erica, man. You know, she just started watching on the humbug, and I just started watching it with her too, just cause. You know, just we do that. You know
what I'm saying? I get it. Shows I can't even finish sometimes.
So we just watched the song, man. She has turned it on the humbug. I've heard good things about it. I've heard it's a highly acclaimed show. Yada yada yada. So I'm like, all right, checked it out. Yeah, it actually lives up to what the fuck it actually deserves. Everything it won.
Wow. Okay.
I would say it deserves. Like, it's a very well written show.
Okay.
You find out Queen Elizabeth. You find out really why the UK really do for real fuck with Queen Elizabeth. Like, it was like, oh,
that's why.
Okay, because you gotta remember she been like, literally she's been a monarch, a ruling monarch since the age of 26, since 1952 till now. So literally, since the early 50s till now, since she was 26, she's 91 now, she's been queen. Ever since her pops died, which is King George.
Damn.
So King George died from lung cancer.
Wow. Smoking?
Smoking. Because, you didn't find out until the mid-60s that was associated with lung cancer yet. So they literally just did not know. Because everyone was smoking.
Yeah.
So
shit, they were smoking to the
80s. Yeah, you know.
90s, so, shit.
Right, thank God they cut out now. But that's sorry the point. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, but, you know, when you find out basically, like, a lot of shit changed around, like, you find out with the monarchy, like, they not just really a figurehead. You find out they really got a lot more power than you think. They just don't act
on it.
They just very impartial to everything. But outside of maybe taxes. No, real shit. Outside of taxes. And maybe a couple other things, but mainly taxes, because everyone got to pay taxes. I forgot how that worked, but outside of taxation,
tax man cometh, he's always gonna get you.
They pretty much above the law. It was like, damn. And then you find out like how far they extend, and you find out like, man, you find out like how the monarchy basically never had a fucking general education until Queen Elizabeth came through. Like, so basically. The whole monarchy, the whole English monarchy that we know to this day, until Queen Elizabeth took rule in 1952 till now, no one got a regular kindergarten through 12th grade education.
That shit's crazy.
Not one person.
That shit's crazy.
You find out, and she find out in her mid-20s, she had to hire a tutor. She said, because she realized that was total, because just like me and you just now looking like, she realized that was total bullshit. And she realized she basically got cheated. And she getting cheated, basically, like, all these fucked up shit that's been going on, the the government really been getting away for real murder, literally.
Damn.
Like, they literally been getting away with shit, and I just wasn't informed. And said, and it was just my pure, it's literally pure ignorance, because she just wasn't taught. Because it was undignified. So you learn a lot of shit. You learn a lot of shit about, like, her relationship with her husband, Prince Philip, and how the true monarchy works as far as being the queen, king, queen, and how the line of succession works. Mm-hmm. Like, basically you only become a ruling monarch through a bloodline. Oldest child, period.
Boom.
And if the oldest child either dies, if they're a monarch and they die, or they get abdicated from their throne, or get usurped for whatever reason, it goes to the, and they don't have no kids, then it goes to the sibling, the next oldest sibling, which is what happened to Queen Elizabeth's dad, King George.
Okay.
King George actually was, he's actually the second oldest child of Queen.
Right.
You know, okay. of their father, mother and father.
So
of Queen Mary and her, and they father. But you find out, because King Edward got married to a divorcee, and you couldn't do that at the time. You could not be married to a divorced person and be part of a royal family. And so he says he was the monarch, and he didn't last 1 year on the throne because of that.
Damn.
He didn't even have a coronation. He never had a coronation.
He just saying I was the king.
Basically, he never had an official coronation. He was king, but he never got the official blessings. Like, the whole thing that happened with Queen Elizabeth getting the blessing and all that shit, never got that.
Damn.
King George did, because he was king for 17 years.
Yeah.
So he had that. So he was cool. And so it's crazy, man. But it's a really good show, because it's just, you learn a whole lot, man. You learn a whole lot about like her being a woman, her being basically one of the very few, if not the only, person on Earth that's really like a woman that truly really is in absolute power.
It's Queen Elizabeth.
But for real, and she really don't really act on a lot of her shit, because she's really not trying to be like that. But yeah, it's interesting, really interesting, man. Like, so
season 2 is on right now, right?
Season 2 is out. So yeah, but you find out, man. Like, you know, everyone played a role. Like Doctor Who, like one of the Doctor Who's is the husband is Prince Philip. John Lithgow is Winston Churchill.
Okay.
So you know, Ozymandias, you find out he turns into Queen Elizabeth's brother-in-law.
Oh,
down the line. Okay. So it's a lot of you see some faces here and there, like British and everything else, but it's pretty cool, man. Like, you find a lot of stuff. So yeah. Okay. So I recommend, man, like, if you just want to just try something different, just cause, like, don't let it trip you out just because, like, what the fuck? I ain't give a fuck about all that royal family stuff either at first. I didn't. I'll be honest. I didn't. I knew about it, but I really didn't care about it.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. It's very interesting when you find out how that whole thing works. So it's just something just for educational reasons. Just something interesting to watch. And clearly, it's been getting high acclaim. And clearly, Buckingham Palace, real life, must fuck with it, because it's been constantly getting work.
Yeah.
So it must be legit in some way for them to say, hey, this is official. So think about it. It's something just cool to watch.
All right. And I saw True to the Game. this was Columbus Shorts movie that came out with Vivica Fox. It also has, it's Nelson Ellis that played the gay guy on True Blood. That was his last movie.
Lafayette.
It's your classic hood. It's not even a hood movie. It's hood literature movie. If you ever read any hood literature, like Coldest Winter Ever, any of that shit, it's exactly like that. It's a fun little cool movie. It ain't breaking no ground, and then it's a cool, ridiculous plot lines, of course, and like, you know, all this different stuff that happens. It's on Netflix, so okay. Y'all check it out. I would say if you like a little hood flick every now and then, check it out. It's fine.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
Okay.
Dre is in there from, you know, Basketball Wives and all that. So it's a nice eye candy in there for the fellas if you want to be in there and see it.
Okay.
It's a decent film. I mean, it ain't nothing to holler about, but it's decent.
Cool.
Let's go and jump into some of our regular main topics. And tonight, we got a lot of good notes tonight, which is we ain't been in here in a while. Jordan Peele, shout out to him for winning for Get Out for Best Original Screenplay.
Yeah.
Shout out to him for that. I was surprised the one that, this Oscars was kind of like chalk. Like, it's kind of was what everybody thought it was going to be.
For the most part, you know.
Yeah, everybody thought it was going to be what it was going to be.
He still got his motherfucking Oscar.
He got his Oscar, man. And you had that dude stealing Oscars too. That dude, that one black dude stealing Oscars. He stole who was the woman that won Best Actress for
Was it Shape of Water? No, that wasn't Shape of Water. Was it Shape of Water? No, I know it won with Best Picture.
Yeah, that won Best Picture, but no, she won for maybe did she win Shape of Water? Or is it the other movie, the one with that was Paul W. Anderson's a movie. Phantom whatever.
Oh.
I think it is.
No, it's my girl. It's my girl from Three Billboards.
So she won the woman from Three Billboards. Okay.
My girl from Three Billboards. Yeah, Frances McDormand.
Frances McDormand. Yeah, he stole her Oscar, was taking pictures on her Instagram and stuff. And on and video talking about, "Oh my god, I won for Best Musical Direction." You know, like I was like, "Yo, how you stunting on the gram with it? If you want to steal it, just steal it." And then, you know, when your people come over the crib, be like, "Peep this, my nigga." And you have a little curtain. What the fuck? Nigga, you want Best Actress? Because you know it's probably, like, grew up in Obama, like, "Nigga, I got it, Best Actress. Got him." And it just be your little thing, kind of how, like, Petey Green was and talked to me. And he was like, he was like, "Yeah, they said I stole some gold things, though." Like, he did steal, supposedly, from Richard Nixon's spot. He supposedly did when he went to the White House. That's supposed to be a true story.
Ew.
Just keep your shit on the low sometimes, man.
Ew.
So, next up, this comics gay shit. Do we want to talk about this, man?
Nah.
About how just these racist motherfuckers and sexist motherfuckers are just...
You know what, man?
They mad about Ta-Nehisi Coates writing Captain America.
You know what, man? Like, we've been giving this shit so much attention.
Don't even.
Because you know what? People going to be ignorant as fuck, man. Just because, man. I mean, the world's going to be full of... The world's full of assholes, yo. Like, when you just realize humanity is just full of assholes like that, man, that's going to do asshole shit like that, just because they get kicks off and rocks off of just because, it's just like, I don't got time to feed y'all, give y'all that fucking energy. And really, man, a lot of these other people, a lot of these comic book artists and shit, you know what, man? No, fuck them, man. Like, give the middle finger to these niggas, man. Fuck them, man. Do what y'all do, man. Like, no, if it's been working for y'all, man, with diversity, man, Keep doing it. Representation matters. Like Black Panther show, representation matters. So, I mean, shit. So, keep being diverse, man. Fuck it, man. Like, keep pissing them off.
Man.
Fuck it, man. Keep pissing their ass off. Fuck them.
We're going to Ryan Murphy is going to Netflix now. So, they dropping off duffel bags to people at Netflix.
Woo!
So, you know who Ryan Murphy is, right? He did Glee.
Yeah.
Nip Tuck. American Horror Story.
Dude.
Like Scream Queens.
He basically had network TV.
Of Fox.
He basically had prime. He basically was like him and Shonda Rhimes had prime time.
Yeah.
On
he had
time.
Fox and FX popping and everything. Like, yo, like. And they dropped off a duffel bag. I'm like, yo, so like. Netflix is really trying to...
They trying to take network television out the game.
No, they really are trying to cut them off the legs, for real. Like, they just took two of their best producers of ABC and Fox for shows and said, I want it.
Matter of fact, well, I'll take it...
St. Louis niggas want their blocks back, except with the Ice Cube.
I'll take it a step further. Let's take it a step further.
People vs. OJ too.
Netflix starting the main person that's over all the anime programming for Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
They say they finally see how big the market truly is for like anime when they start putting more original series out. Then they gonna start bringing in way more anime. Way more. They gonna start increasing the anime, and I've been noticing over time because clearly I'm an anime fan. Mm-hmm. You know they've been increasing more and more of their content on anime, like. And, like, good shit, too, even from their original shit and shit from other countries. Like, they've been pulling shit in. Like, legit, dog, like, they've been increasing their shit. Like, so it goes into, like, Netflix being cashing.
Throwing
like,
that money out.
Dude, they saying, fuck.
My thing is, like, is Netflix, like, cryptocurrency? At some point, they gonna bust? Like, I mean, there's no way they can have this much money.
Dog.
Are they just running off of VC money, like, venture capital money? Are they just running off of that still? Like, motherfuckers just keep investing because they just believe?
Maybe so, because at this point, I mean, Netflix, I mean, it's really its own fucking network.
I mean, how many people are in the world? What, 3 billion or something?
It's 7 billion.
7 billion. So I guess they...
Yeah, 90, last month they said they had 93 million subscribers.
So they looking at around...
Period.
Close to $900 million in revenue every month.
Close to a billion in revenue every month.
Well, shit. Okay, well, then they can do whatever the fuck they want to do. If they're making it close to $1 billion a month.
No, year. Excuse me. $1 billion a year. Is it $9 a month?
Yeah, I just thought about this. Yeah. Hold on. I need to stop.
Wait, hold on. Let me go back. I'm good at math. You said
they got 900?
No, 93 million.
Yeah, so multiply that by 10. Say you got the HD package. $10.
Right.
$10, $11.
Right.
That's $1 billion a month almost.
Yep. So, yeah, you were looking about shy of 12 billion a year.
Yeah, they can do whatever the fuck they want to. And they probably trying to get in game more people. I know they're gonna go to a premium shit where you pay 15, I think, at some point, right?
They already at 12.
But I'm talking about where you get some exclusive movie shit like Black Panther at the crib. Exclusive, if you got the exclusive joint.
People pay for it too.
You goddamn right I pay for it.
People pay for that shit too.
Yeah.
Because I mean at this point. Like, that's why I said Netflix is literally the biggest threat to the
theater and TV
industry, really.
And DVDs.
like you gotta remember that this month, this one company, them and Redbox, took out the rental movie industry alone. Them two by themselves, yeah. Mainly Netflix.
Redbox is still out there trying to hold down some rent.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because they do video games too.
I saw a Blockbuster joint over in your old hood in U City over at that 7-Eleven.
They've been surviving.
It's the only one I've seen in the world. It's one over by my crib too. All 7-Elevens, I think they got the Blockbuster rental joints.
Right, probably, yeah.
I think they got a deal with probably 7-Eleven.
But Redbox has been thriving because it's like, it's the convenience. I don't know, I can use my card and just say, go in, get my shit, charge what, $1 a day, take it back when I need to, be done with it. I can buy some video games, I can rent video games, buy video games. It's like, and you can get it from any Redbox, take it back to any Redbox. It's just convenience. Yeah. And then Netflix, phone.
Yeah.
PS4, Xbox, computer, tablet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like smart TV.
Model was gangster though.
So it's like Android, iOS, Linux, Windows. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's everywhere. It's accessible as fuck. So it's like Netflix, they winning.
All right. Next up, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot, potentially with a princess. Fresh Princess of Bel-Air. I mean, you know, y'all know I'm down with any reboot.
Well, you know what?
So let me go into Daryl's reboot corner. Go, you go ahead and say what you want. I'm going to go into Daryl's reboot corner go ahead and give y'all the plot for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I would say this. If they can do some shit where they do a follow-up of Boy Meets World called Girl Meets World, and it actually worked.
It did 3 seasons before it got canceled, yeah. I mean, you got Sister Sister, you got Martin. They rebooting House Party, you know.
I mean, but it, in the sense, it kind of shows like, okay, so clearly there's a lack of creativity there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why people doing reboots, because there's no creativity in Hollywood like that. Not a whole lot.
Now,
to be honest.
Are you ready for my reboot?
But Daryl's version.
The Family Matters reboot still has the most views on our YouTube page. Make you subscribe to our YouTube page.
But go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Speak your game.
All right. So if this is not, and now Will Smith wants to come back to TV, I think this is the perfect time for him too. Because TV is open for him. I think he plays the Uncle Phil role in this situation.
That would be dope.
And it's, I don't know how, whose daughter would be. I'm trying to think. Because he didn't have no brothers or sisters. Maybe it's, you know, his mom's sister or brother or something that had a kid or something. They got to move out to L.A.
Or maybe it's his brother's. Or maybe his brother's kid. Maybe like his brother's sister's kid. It's do the flip side of being Viv's son, and be Viv's nephew, it'd be actually Phil's nephew.
No, Will's nephew, you mean?
Well,
that's no, Will don't have no brother or sister, though. He was the only child.
No, I'm saying if you're going to take the Uncle Phil role.
Right, but I'm saying, I think you're going to continue with it. It's going to continue the same exact way, I'm saying.
Okay, oh, so you say it's literally just a for real.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Only other way is that if Will doesn't want to do it, and they kind of can keep it in that way, but I don't know if he would want his character to be like this. If his character is a fuck up and he's still trying to survive and he let his daughter come live with Carlton and them.
Possibly.
But I don't know if he wants to go that route because you did the whole drama and how he was with his dad on the episode. And I don't know if you would want that character to go in that trajectory of being the kind of slapstick
dude like that. Not saying he wouldn't be, if he was the main dad, he could be slapstick. He's like, oh, no, you know, it is what it is with that. And maybe he adopts a kid. Maybe you flip it like that. That was my other idea, is that he adopts a kid, a daughter, and they come live with him, and he blew up.
Or Carlton has kids, and he watches over Carlton's kid for the summer or some shit.
Or, now here we go. Now we're going to the dark side here now.
Jesus.
We're going to the same area that I had where Jamie Foxworth had a heroin addiction and comes back.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, what if the youngest son dies or has a kid and he got to take the kid in, the daughter. But he'd be about your age, though, so that wouldn't make sense for the kid wouldn't be old enough, right?
Because
with
Nikki, right?
No, the youngest Nikki, yeah. So yeah. How old would Nikki be now?
Maybe a year or so.
Yeah, that wouldn't work then. But maybe we can speed him up in age, you know, whatever. Mm. Or, you know, somebody gotta die, maybe. Because I know Uncle Phil's dead, so we can start from that funeral, and maybe Uncle Phil had a love child before he died. And Vivian didn't want to take him in, and Will said, I'll take in the daughter. There we go. Fresh Princess of Bel Air. He had a side kid on Vivian.
Darkness.
He had a side kid on
Vivian.
Damn,
this got dark.
Yeah, and she didn't want to take him in, and Will was like, well, y'all did it for me, I'll do it for y'all.
Right.
And take that kid in.
Right.
And what if they flip it and take it to Philly, though? Take the kid that was in L.A. and take him to Philly.
That'd be dope.
But he's got a little bit of money living in the suburbs of Philadelphia.
Right, the nice part of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Because I went back home, I got money, now I'm in the affluent neighborhoods of Philadelphia.
Yep. And I bring back Mia Long as his wife now.
But didn't their mom and daddy get married, though?
They did.
So they'd be stepbrother, stepsister.
Damn, that ain't gonna work.
That wouldn't work.
They don't. But who gives a fuck, man? Whatever.
We
can say they got divorced in 6 months or whatever. And look, this is TV, man. But that is my reboot for Prince of Bel Air.
Shout out
or
to
First me. Princess of Bel Air if they're gonna do a woman. Joss Whedon left Batgirl, man.
Yeah, let's.
Are we gonna wait for Jules? Because Jules is coming in here, y'all. He's finishing up some cuts.
You know what, man?
Should I wait? Because I'm ready. I want to do my rain dance.
Just
kind of like a shout out to my Native American brothers and sisters. I've been doing this rain dance around, and you know what I'm saying? Just letting y'all know, I've been telling y'all this rain is coming. You know, I've been that old man on the porch, and y'all, I'm like, it's gonna rain out there, y'all. And y'all, whatever, uncle. Man, them clouds ain't gonna do nothing. And I'm sitting there on the porch with my little pipe. And I'm like, y'all gonna go out there, y'all gonna get rained on. And that's you and Jules. I got rained
on. Ain't no me, shit.
Yes, it is. You just brought an umbrella, though. You listened to me a little bit and brought an umbrella. Jules went out there with some shorts and flip flops and a white beater on.
I'm at least gonna try to shield myself a little bit.
Yeah, you had an umbrella. You're like, I'm gonna go out there, but I'm gonna have an umbrella.
Cause I was like, fuck that. Like,
yeah, well, I don't. We're gonna talk about it a little bit later, but DC made him existing though in a little bit, or existing in a different space.
All I'm gonna say is this, man. With Joss Whedon leaving, I said what I said, man. I mean, I'm gonna ride out to the crash and burn. It's crashing and burning, but no, it is what it is, man.
But the Roxane Gay said she would take it over though. Right, the writer, comic book writer Roxane Gay, that did the short-lived series, the Team of Wakanda. What was it like? It was basically about just the other people in Wakanda. I forgot the name of it now. But she, that was the one that was only had three issues and got canceled.
Oh, okay.
She was writing that.
Okay.
But this is my question, and if you're, you know, into this idea, I'm just going to put it out there. Do we really need a Batgirl film? Like, for real. Like, I understand of us having adult women. I mean, we got Wonder Woman. We got other adult women characters in the DC universe. I mean, do we really need a Batgirl film? You haven't even developed Batman for real in this universe.
Fuck, you ain't even put out the first fucking sidekick yet.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand why how that was being fast forwarded in general.
Because, I mean, you got to remember, the four most popular people in DC have always been, and always will be, mm-hmm. Superman,
Batman,
Wonder Woman, Dick Grayson, and Dick Grayson.
So you think Dick Grayson is more popular than Green Lantern?
Yes.
Wow.
Because Dick Grayson's history. Think about it. Because
he's been Robin for so long.
He's the first Robin. He's the first character who started aging in comics.
And he became another character with his own stuff going on.
He grew up with his reader. So the reader literally grew up watching him turn into Nightwing. And then he basically is Bruce Wayne if Bruce Wayne actually got over the fact that his parents died.
Or the Flash. You think he's more popular than the Flash?
Yes.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
I was going to say the Flash or Green Lantern maybe. I was thinking more the Flash. People love the Flash.
Nigga, Nightwing is a sex symbol. You hear me? Like, legit. Gay and straight. You not
that's
beating
real.
It.
That's
real. Okay, keep this in mind. If you look it up, real shit, Dick Grayson is legit, like, a for real. He for real is like how he basically considered, like, Jessica Rabbit's male counterpart. Okay. Like, he's seen like that, like, in the cartoon or comics. Like, he's seen like
wow, it, damn, I didn't know he was more popular than the Flash or Green Lantern.
Yeah, like, as far as Dick Grayson, definitely. Because, and everyone, and he does not, and he has beef with nobody. Nobody. He basically is the Switzerland of like, DC.
Oh, you're saying with other superheroes, you don't have any beef
he's
with
he's truly people. Switzerland, because, and then he got the most, and then he get hella respect because he's the first one. He's the first person who truly stood up to Bruce Wayne. Because everyone got to give him respect because, like, you dealt with Bruce Wayne. And you survived.
And he became Batman for a second, too, right?
Because he got the most respect out of it. Let's say he literally gets the most respect out of everybody. Mm-hmm. Everyone fucks with Dick Grayson. Like, that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. You can't do even Batgirl until you give me Dick Grayson. It's in my you can't because, for the reasons that I just explained, you can't. You have to do Batman first, and then you have to give me some sense. Okay, what's going on with Dick Grayson? Before, because you can't even bring in because that's one of his love interests outside of Starfire is Barbara Gordon.
Yeah,
it's Barbara Gordon, Starfire. You're gonna have to give me something in reference to Dick Grayson early. That's just kind of how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. But
I think that's what I'm saying. DC, WB. Just be coming up with shit in their room, man, and be like, yo, we should do a Batgirl movie.
Nah.
Let's do it. No, they don't. They have a plan for it. What happened to the DC, was the DC Magic one? The fucking DC.
Darcy Justice League.
Yeah, not going to happen. Everyone in these movies ain't going to happen, man. And we'll talk about that later, why I think that's not going to happen. Everything's going to get rebooted
in
a second. Almost. Maybe part of it will. Flamin' Hot Cheetos movie is coming out. Now, on its surface, when I say that, you probably like, what the fuck is a Flamin' Hot Cheetos movie doing? No, it's about the janitor that came up with Flamin' Hot Cheetos and how he went to be an executive with Frito-Lay. His story.
I'm with it.
Yeah. Because at first you were like, oh, so y'all gonna do that, what was that song by them kids that did that Flamin' Hot Cheetos song? I was thinking that it was gonna be like, oh, y'all gonna try to build it. Y'all figured y'all do an Angry Birds movie, y'all gonna do a Flamin' Hot Cheetos movie. Fuck it. No, it's about his story. And I'm interested in that, man. Like, I'm really, really interested in checking out. The guy's name is, that's a black guy. Please don't tell me this is the guy I think is doing it. Is it Devin Franklin? I believe is. Oh, no, it's not the Devin Franklin thing. Okay. Mm. I was going to say, I think Devin Franklin is, he may be Megan Good's husband. I think he is.
Okay.
I believe he is. Let me make sure here. But yeah, Flamin' Hot Cheeto. Yeah, it is him.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's producing it.
Nice.
I'm with it. Like Searchlight.
I'm with it. I'll watch
Richard Montañez is his name, the guy that came up with it. He was a janitor.
Shout out to him, man.
Boy, you know, he's like, man, I need some hot sauce on this.
All I know is, nigga, you didn't help the hood out so many times. Yo. Boy, you made a hood staple. You made a hood staple across America. Do you understand?
Man, listen.
Shit.
Next up, Jennifer Lawrence says she's quit acting for a year to get into politics.
Let her do it.
I'm cool with it, man. I'm just tired of seeing her punk ass anyway. No, I'm not gonna say punk ass. That's bad. I'm just tired of seeing her and shit.
He's still mad over certain things though.
Yeah. So, shout out to X-Men.
Shout out to X-Men.
Gerard Carmichael, this is gonna be dope if this comes out.
I'm with it.
The Dapper Dan movie.
I'm with it.
Now, people that may not know, Dapper Dan is a hip-hop star. All your hip-hop fashion, you see now comes from this man.
In other words, if you want to see where
Gucci printed shit,
you want to see
why random shit in a car,
you want to see where Diddy, you want to see where the bad boy niggas, all them bad boy niggas back in the '90s, all them got their swag from, like where the
Dapper Dan,
all them none of them niggas like Diddy and shit expansion.
Also, Mike Tyson beat up Mean Joe Green in front of his spot. That's how much this spot was popping. He beat up somebody else, another boxer. They had a fight in front of Dapper Dan's at the middle of the night. Mike Tyson jumps on top of the car. And then jumps down and Mean Joe Green whoops his ass. That's if you go look online, there is a video of Mean Joe Green suing Mike Tyson. Because he's like in a press conference, like, he had to fuck me up and like that. He's fucked up. Like, Mike fucked him up. Like, he got the little glasses on, it's fucked up. You can see, and he's so fucked up, you can see, like, how fucked he is up around the glass, like, the outside of the glasses. So, he was so fucked up, you could see it around the outside of the glasses.
Jesus.
So go on, look at Mean Joe Green outside of Dapper Dan's. Dapper Dan, he got a lot of shit stole by Gucci, Louis Vuitton, they patterns, and the way they was doing shit, they stole from this man. Now he's just getting his money back from them now.
Real shit, man. So
they got him designer for, I think, Gucci, I believe.
True hip-hop icon.
Yeah, man, dude. Cats was coming, and Cats was getting custom fits. Like, you were the only one with this fit. You come in and be like, yo, I want to do some Adidas shit, but I want it to be, like, straight up patterned differently on some other shit. Like, no, people, I'm not my bad. They were taking Adidas track pants, putting Louis patterns on this on the track pants.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah, dude.
Like, they were doing crazy shit, and he was doing custom. Dude. So, and you knew you were the only person that had this fit.
Yeah, I'm just looking at something. Yeah, man. Like, dude, this needs to happen. Because I would definitely.
And it's love dope that Gerard Carmichael's doing that. That's dope. Shout out to Gerard Carmichael.
Fuck yeah, I would love to hear your story. I would love to hear, you know, especially like you said, Gerard Carmichael, now my brother.
Yeah, man.
Fuck yeah. I'm with that 100%.
All right, next up. This New Mutants movie, man, they're doing reshoots and they add a new character to this movie. Keep in mind, it's supposed to come out in, I believe, April. But this year is not coming out until next 2019.
So in other words, but no, they're reshooting it to give it more of the horror factor. It's not because I don't think it's anything wrong. I think they're doing it to make it more. I think they're doing it to increase the horror
factor. But they added a whole other character.
Now, I don't know.
they didn't say who the character was. They added a whole other character, though.
Well, put it like this. If my girl Arya Stark, shout out to her because I know she's in the movie.
She's playing Wolfsbane.
There you go. So if Arya Stark is saying this, okay, this is gonna be a good thing. Just give it. It's a reason why we're delaying it.
Mm-hmm.
If she said, okay, there's a valid reason why we're doing. It's actually a beneficial reason why. Like it's basically like, it's more of a. It's not. It's more of an addition.
You know I don't trust Fox, man.
I know you don't, but it's not. But is Kimberly involved? Or what's her name? Oh, shit. But you know what? But this is what I was trying to tell you on text the other day. But you know, Sam, you know he made one of your favorite shows?
I know. The Star Wars Rebels. I know.
That's what
I'm like. I want to talk about that. Star Wars Rebels had one of the best season ending finales. I need to add that.
And made by the nigga.
I know. Nigga, and we're going to talk about that. Look, I'm going to talk about that in a minute. We're going to talk about that in a minute because he's doing some other shit with that. But so finish your thing with New Mutants.
I'm going to say this. And I'm going to let you go ahead and say what you can say because I don't got too much more to say after that. But, yeah, man, I mean, if the reshoots are going to actually add more of the horror factor, you know, increase the horror factor, because, like I said, honestly, you don't really get no real true action. If you're making it like an actual true horror movie in the superhero genre, let it rock. Like, fuck it, let it rock. I'd rather you get it right than you just throw some shit out there like we have been seeing with, unfortunately, WB.
Mm-hmm.
Like, clearly, I guess maybe they're trying to think like, well, let's not do what they did. So, let's try to make sure we're going to reshoot. Let's make sure we get some shit right. Increase certain things that we know to work. If that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see though, man. We'll see.
All right, so I'm going to jump down then. Simon Kinberg is supposed to be writing a new Star Wars film. I will allow it. He can't, this doesn't touch the X-Men universe, Simon Kinberg. You do well with Star Wars Rebels, which had one of the best finales I've seen. I think it was better than Clone Wars finale.
Mm.
Like, and it opened it up for future stuff, though. It opened up the world, actually, with the way they ended Star Wars Rebels. Super dope. Super, super dope the way they ended Star Wars Rebels. The great finale. I may do a spoiler review. I think I might do a spoiler review.
Sure, man.
I might do, yeah, I think I'm going to do a spoiler review of Star Wars Rebels.
Sure, bro.
Next up, We gonna save the next topic because Jules will have to speak on WB being sold.
You know, we might have to make this as a whole separate own little thing. I think we might have to have a WB episode.
Yeah, just an episode just on WB. I'm gonna save it. We're not gonna save
We're gonna make this a WB. Like, yeah. Let's just talk about
just a WB episode.
Yeah, we gonna have to just go and get all that shit out the way. We gonna have to, man.
Sopranos prequel is supposed to be coming. Did you watch the regular Sopranos?
Yes, I did.
See, I did not finish. I have all the DVDs, but I have not finished them. I'm up to season 3, I believe.
It's been literally a long time. So I'll say this though: Sopranos was good, just like, but like HBO always fucking does. The ending was just like, nigga, what?
Yeah.
It's
set in the 60s. I'm sorry.
So I'm with it. I'm with it. The mini sites of Newark. Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah, so it's only time I'm trepid though, because it's supposed to be the blacks versus the Italians in this.
Yeah.
So and we know how this ends if they still alive, right? And they still running shit in Jersey.
Clearly, yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how that happens.
Deadpool 2. There's a scene in Deadpool 2 that's upsetting fans where they're getting upset about it.
Like, what's going on?
Supposedly, if you want a spoiler, but this is just the rumor that they kill Copycat.
They killed Vanessa?
That's what the rumor is.
Oh, that's stupid.
And people are mad about that they killed her.
No, I don't kill Copycat, man.
But they said people were upset about that or the other one is saying that it may be on some Iron Man 3 where the Mandarin is a fake type shit. Like, if there's a fake out of what you think is going to happen, and people are pissed off. That's the theories, both of those.
We'll see, man. I mean, I don't want to get spoiled, man, so...
Yeah, I mean, I'm fucking with it, man.
I mean, I'm with it. Like, Deadpool 1 grabbed my attention like a motherfucker.
Yeah. So. Obama may be getting a show on Netflix.
Let that happen.
Let it happen, man. He did a great... Have you seen that David Letterman joint with him?
Part of it. It was a good interview.
Great interview, man. Obama needs to... Obama to take it. He'll take... I want him to run The Apprentice. Wouldn't that be dope if they put Obama on The Apprentice?
Y'all don't even know the smile I have on my face, yo.
Oh, Barack Obama on The Apprentice.
Do you know
how gangster would that be?
Ew.
But it's for like community work though. Like, it's like you're running different charities and stuff. But like, your whole thing is about charity where you get fired from your charity. Because he's never run a corporation.
Hey, this nigga.
But it'd be for charity work.
Hey, Daryl need to be a showrunner, man.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, it's hard. I'm a showrunner, man. I know this shit, man.
I'm telling you.
Oh, Barack Obama. That's the episode. Need a title episode. Barack Obama's going to run The Apprentice. I'm going to see how far this goes, though.
Barack Obama's The Apprentice.
Next up, Fred Durst cast John Travolta as a stalker in the movie inspired by Limp Bizkit's frontman experiences. So, they said Fred Durst movie. John Travolta's going to play Fred Durst.
Wait, what?
No, he's going to play the stalker of Fred Durst.
I was gonna say some hell. I know I was gonna say something in regarding the shit I just found out
about him with that whole thing with DJ Premier.
No, just stuff that I found out watching all them damn Scientology exposés. I've been watching.
About John Travolta. Oh yeah, he's all fucked up. Yeah, him and Tom Cruise.
God, like, I ain't gonna try to get on that. That's a whole different rabbit hole conversation.
You saw In the Clear? Is that you saw that?
Not In the Clear. This no, is that.
More on HBO, the documentary. Yes.
I saw that, and I listened to some shit dealing with Joe Rogan and the Joe Rogan Experience podcast when he had Leah Remini on there and Ron Miscavige on there.
Who was that?
Leah Remini, that's the chick from King of Queens.
Okay.
And Ron Miscavige Senior is the father of the current head of Scientology.
Oh shit! Was he in Scientology?
He brought his family. He's the reason why his son is in Scientology. He brought his family in.
And he left.
He left maybe 5-6 years ago.
And what were they talking about?
Oh, he did some Andy Dufresne, Steve McQueen from Great Escape level shit out of get out Scientology, dog. It's crazy.
Yeah, because I know it's crazy to get the fuck up out of it.
Oh, yeah, it's wild. But like I said, that's a whole different rabbit hole. That's a whole different. But regardless, though, let him do it, man. He already on some creepy shit. Let him do it.
Yeah, but Fred Durst is actually probably supposed to be a decent director, though. He's directed a lot of shit. Yeah,
fuck, let it happen.
Yeah.
And you telling about the next one about Laz Alonso with the boys.
Yeah.
That's going to be ill.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
I'm on the fuck with this Amazon shit, man. I mean, I got Amazon Prime. I just, it's hard for me to get, and I got so much shit.
Have you ever checked out the show The Path I told you about?
No, see, I got that on my queue, man. Dude. And I still got to finish up The Man in the High Tower still.
I got to see High Tower or High Castle?
High Castle. See, I always do that shit.
You know, when I had the free trial a long time ago, I watched Man in High Castle. Loved it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh shit, this, I was like, oh shit, okay. And then same with The Path. The Path is G. I watched it on when I had Hulu.
But it's on Amazon Prime, though.
If it's on Amazon Prime, then it's dope. Okay.
I'm gonna say, is it?
I don't know, but if it is, that'd be dope. But if it's not, if it's just on Hulu, then try to find it, like, however you're gonna find it.
Okay.
But yeah, man, I've heard great stuff about Man in High Castle and about just all the stuff they've been putting on Amazon Prime, man. Like, cause you know Mr. Robot on there.
Yeah.
And so I know, and you know I love
Mr. You know Robot. I love Mr. Robot too, man. So, did you finish this last season yet?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well, I haven't finished it. Was it pretty good then?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
The way shit go, yeah, dog. You just like,
it's iller than the other two seasons.
Oh, it increased the illness. It just keep going because it's
keep pushing it
because it's just with the content what they're talking about.
Okay,
so it's a lot of stuff you find out, and a lot of twists that happen. So
mentioning Tom Cruise, he's supposed to be playing Green Lantern. They saying now.
This month,
I fuck with Tom Cruise, but he's like 5'4", man. He can't play no goddamn Green Lantern.
Next topic.
Nah.
I don't know.
They think he in Top Gun still. They think he in Top Gun. He a pilot in Top Gun still.
Hell, Jordan ain't that fucking short, though.
Because you got to be a certain height to be a pilot. You gotta
Kyle Jordan ain't that short. Kyle Rayner ain't that short. Guy Gordon ain't that damn short. No.
Oh, man. I wanted to play Jon Stewart in blackface.
That'll be the end of fucking DC right there, dog.
I want Tom Cruise to play Jon Stewart in blackface.
Dude, why are you trying? No,
and
no.
Piss off Tyrese because he didn't get cast. A white man got a cast for him.
You know, he already pissed off with The Rock. Steve,
I want them. I want them to pick Tyrese as Jon Stewart. I really do.
You want that tomorrow.
No, I'm gonna go see it. If they put Tyrese as Green Lantern, I'm going. I'm up in that piece, laughing. I'm like, yo, I'm going to get drunk, kick it. I'm in there like it's a comedy, baby. Tyrese, let him do it. You'll get so many people that are just intrigued to go see it.
Jesus.
Next up, Walking Dead is going to be doing some more spinoff series. I've been checked out of Walking Dead, man. I checked out before this season, mid-season finale. I'm done, man. I can't do it. I'm overloaded, man.
I walked out of Walking Dead a while back. After really the intro to the season, after the first episode, a couple episodes, season 7, I just marked out on it.
Is that the current one? This year?
I walked out. I couldn't do it, man. It's just, pull at this. You better off reading the comic.
Yeah.
Just read the comic. You better off. I'll read it online. So it's just better off reading the comic.
I 100% tell you to read the comic. 100% tell you to read the comic. Kristen Wiig is supposed to play Cheetah.
One or two things is going to happen. It's going to either be... She gonna kill it, because keep in mind, comedians
are good, great actors.
Serious actors, be killing that
very
shit.
Very true. Very true.
Either she gonna kill it or she gonna kill it, meaning it's gonna be fucking bad or fucking amazing.
She gonna do Jared Leto from Joker.
And with Jared Leto from Joker, and with Jared Leto, knowing how good Jared Leto is.
He fucked that up.
I know what they was shooting for. I know they were trying to go for the Dark Knight. What, won the storyline Joker? The Dark Knight version? Yeah.
Him with gold teeth and all that shit.
I think they went too far.
Yeah.
I think if they would have stuck with how they just did with the Dark Knight, Dark Knight Returns,
they'd have been good.
Yeah, I think they just went overboard with it. With his. But that's our point. But now, it's either so she gonna do amazing or she gonna do terrible. There is no in between. There is no in between.
All right, Ryan Coogler wants to make a Mansa Musa movie.
Let it happen.
Yeah. The realest black man.
The other words, you know how Black Panther is supposed to be richest nigga in fiction? This is the richest nigga in history, in real life.
Yeah.
In other words, where Black Panther got his rich, got all his, the wealth, the story of the, probably the wealth of Black Panther came from, I'm pretty sure it came from Mansa Musa somewhere.
Yeah.
Because.
Richest man ever.
Literally, in human history, no lie. In human history.
He would just give out gold, randomly, town to town, just give out gold.
Yep.
King of Mali.
Mm-hmm.
Or what is known Timbuktu, Morocco now.
So. Yep. I'm telling you, brother. He would have had the equivalent of what? $500 billion?
Yeah.
Of like inflation
he's
now?
A billionaire then.
Yep. So he would have the equivalent to a $500 billion.
And that was like, what, 10, 19?
Something like that.
10, 19.
Like 11th, 12th century yeah. shit, dude. So yeah. So yeah. So we're talking about like pre-Crusades era.
Yeah.
Money, dog.
Yeah. Next up, Tessa Thompson is supposed to play Doris Payne in the movie.
Man. Yep.
Doris Payne yep. is crazy.
Joanne the Scapper, nigga.
Did you see the documentary on her?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, man. Dude, she was still stealing shit during the documentary.
She got arrested not too long ago.
Yeah, just again, just recently.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
Dude.
Do it.
I'm with it. I'm with it.
And I'm loving Tessa Thompson's career trajectory right now. I'm liking the role she's picking right now.
Yeah.
And what she's trying to do. Like, we're going to talk about it in the trailers. I like this movie she's got coming out.
Well, Lakeith Stanfield.
That and the other one, Furlough.
Yes.
That's coming out in a second. So, let's get into Anime Pick of the Week.
All right. So, found a brand new one on Netflix that Teddy actually kind of put me on game about. I was just like, he says, like, yo, man, check this out. This looks like pretty dope. And I did. I watched the whole thing. It's called Be the Beginning. It's a new anime series on Netflix. I think I wanted to say it's season one right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called Be the Beginning. It's basically about, like, a fictionalized world where basically you find out, like, a monarchy kind of situation. But you basically find out that in this world, it's kind of like a Sherlock Holmes-esque kind of world.
Okay.
but modern day. It's okay. Kind of like something you would see in like a Sherlock Holmes kind of tale, but way more supernatural because you find out basically it's dealing with like merging science with the supernatural, like bringing back like, so like, huh. So it's about finding out it's basically a serial killer killing other criminals.
Oh, wow.
Like, but straight like murking the fuck out and you find that, but you find out like he's straight coming through. And, like, there's some, like, legit, like, slicing them up and stuff like that. Straight decimating people. You find out, he's basically, like, I don't know. He calls himself the Black Wing King. And, you know, because basically you find out he's an ancient creature, like an angel or an ancient god that got revived. That basically, this, you know, the government was trying to bring him back to make a weapon out of him, but he ended up being this, you know, just a normal person, but he supposed to be, like, the one true, like, supernatural person that they brought back to, like, I don't know if, like, cloning or what, they never kind of specified it. But it's dope, though, because it's basically, like, a legit murder mystery, like, on some, what you were seeing, like, Death Note, or even a live-action Sherlock Holmes with, my man Cumberbatch.
Okay.
It's like on something like that, but it's got like a supernatural element because it's kind of like a. It's kind of like a whodunit in a sense. Like, you know who did it. It's kind of like, you know who's doing it, but you know, like, what's the cause of they're doing it for, and who's really the main mastermind of like a whole bunch of shit. Because you know, you have like one person, then you have like
a whole bunch of other people,
a true mastermind, and it's about criminal organization. It's a lot of dope shit. But Be the Beginning is something to check out because it's a very unique story. So, but it's dope. Like, just watch an episode, you'll see what I mean. It's pretty ill. All
right. Next up, conspiracy theory of the week. This is going to fuck everybody up. Black Panther has witchcraft in it and is here to mess up your black children and black minds. All right. Now, this is a real thing, though, y'all.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm going to play a little bit for y'all. Now. Hold on. Of course, they're doing a commercial on this. Hold on.
Let me see.
Who's that? It's a commercial.
No, so who is it?
Hold on. You know some little YouTube names. Some random YouTube names.
Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Like I tried to allude in most of my other videos, we live in a world of mass deception. In order for a new world order to be implemented, amongst many other factors.
Yes, sir.
We don't need to continue your stuff. because, you know why? Because, you know what? Don't even play no more. I'm going to say, don't play a second more. Yeah, I'm going to say this the reason why.
Okay.
If it's going the direction I think it's going to go, nope.
What is the direction you think it is? Let me read his description. He wrote the description.
You can read part. Just read the first paragraph.
It's only one description. One paragraph.
Okay.
The movie Black Panther is breaking massive records at the box office. The black community feels that they are falling impressed. But is there more at play? Why all of a sudden does Hollywood want to promote black strength? Most of us are asking the questions. Black Panther is a movie serving witchcraft and the occult to the black community as being normal. Most of us don't realize it is because we're so caught up with our blackness. We put it before our God. Our darkness is an idol, and it prevents us from seeing things clearly.
Paul, okay, let's stop right there. Okay, brother, if you're about to go ahead and put, like, and that's the exact thing I thought he was going to say. I'm going to say this right now. So, bro, man, let me tell you this right now. Me as myself being a believer, growing up being a believer, and just started really going back in my faith a lot more. I'm going to say this right now. Nigga, I can have fun with fiction. I can know how to discern real from fake, my brother. Okay? Like, trust me, I know the real and the fake from the fake, okay? I know this shit is fiction. It's not nothing like some real supernatural. Leave the shit alone, okay? Just leave it alone. Let niggas have fun with it. Don't try to think too hard. Don't be that whole. Don't be that comparative to a hotel, nigga.
But
don't
I don't even know if it's a Christian hotel. This is like the Christian.
That's not even possible.
Yeah,
that's not.
Don't stand up.
That's not possible.
Don't turn up the table.
That's not possible. Because that's the most dumbest shit in the world. No, you can't. No, like I'm just saying this, man. Like, I'm saying this as a person who believes in God myself, man. Like, I'm telling you. You can have fun. You can do fiction. Do I understand it may be some shit out there, like, on some occult shit that we, you know, that may be on some subliminal shit? Of course. Do I understand? Because, like, yeah, it is shit out there. Don't get me wrong. I'm pretty sure it is shit out there. You know, like, Aleister Crowley and all that shit. Like, we can get all that shit. You know, that's definitely real. But, and you know what I'm saying? And on the African side, is there some risk credit? Clearly it is. We know that. But, and we're going to say in this particular way like this, no. This all about literally not even that. Like, y'all be taking it to a place where y'all taking it to a place where you don't even need to go. Don't take it to that place. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Because, like I said, like, just don't. Like, don't be that person. I'm saying this as a believer. Do not be that person. Okay? Don't be that person. Just don't. Like,
it's paganism in there, man.
Like, do I understand the meaning? I get it. Don't get me wrong. Do not be that person. With this, it's not even about, no. Because that's not even, trust me. Don't be that person. It's, if you have discernment, you know how to discern the real. Okay, you know the real from the fake. So in other words, you know what's real to be real, you know what's fake to be fake. So you ain't gonna trip off a lot of shit that you see. I ain't gonna trip off what the fuck I see with black people. I know this shit's fiction. Okay? I'm not gonna let that shit affect my mind. Like, I'm not you. I'm not the niggas y'all hang around, I'm not the people y'all teach. It's people who all do believe in God who got way more common sense than that, bro. Come on now. We come on. And I hate people that do that. That shit always been irking me to my soul, man. But believe what y'all want to believe. Believe what y'all want to believe, but don't be out here being that person, man. Like, I understand what the fuck is out here. And mind you, everyone got different beliefs on shit like that. I don't understand. People ain't going to believe what I believe.
Yo, it's hilarious, man.
But it's hilarious as fuck. That's why I'm like, it baffles me when people do that. I'm like, y'all not even making it about that. Y'all not even taking it to that point. Y'all trying to take it to the point y'all don't even need to be taken to right now. Don't do that. Nope. Don't even do that. But anyway, I had to just say that because I hate when people do that. It's just, that irks me, man.
All right. Next up, let's go and jump into our Sleeve It or Leave It. I thought Jules was going to come in. He's still cutting hair.
Yeah, man. My man got to make that bread.
Trying to get that paper.
Get that bread. I ain't made.
So, Sleeve It or Leave It. First up. We have The Push, which is already out. Because when I first put this in the notes, it's basically about, they're basically trying to convince this guy to kill somebody in a show. It's a British show.
I watched.
And they're basically trying to kill somebody. So you already watched it?
Yes. I watched half of it.
Okay, I haven't watched it yet.
It's very fucking interesting. That is definitely something to watch.
Okay.
Because it does talk about how the average person, it tells about like how far you can take the average person to do some shit. Like, you'd be surprised how gullible people are out here. It's something good to watch. It's just something good to watch. So I'm going to have to probably watch it from the beginning because I didn't get a chance to finish it. I didn't get a chance to finish it. Okay. I didn't want to. I just didn't get a chance to. But so I had to start it back over so I can watch the whole thing in full. But no, it was pretty good from what I saw, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it looked all right. I mean, I'm gonna give it an or. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to get around to it. Shout out to our brothers from the Nerdpocalypse. They said it was pretty, like, they felt like it was staged.
So I had to watch the whole thing because that's why I got half. It was interesting. Well, obviously, I had to get through the whole thing. But it more likely is if I can watch the whole thing and get through it, I'll probably see what they're talking about. But let's just say it's not staged. If it's not staged, it does make a point as far as like you realize how gullible people are out here. Which, in other words, the average human being don't have common sense out here.
Yeah. Next up, Kings, or as I call it, Monsters Ball 2. Starring Halle Berry and Daniel Craig. It's Monsters Ball 2. It looks like this woman that's raising her children in Los Angeles during the LA riots. And Daniel Craig is the next door neighbor to help save them.
Well,
Monsters Ball 2 in LA, though, in the California instead of the South.
Give it an or.
Yeah, I'll give it.
You know, I'm a bitch.
Halle Berry is fine, but her movies have been horrible. When is the last time she's had anything good in Hollywood? I'm waiting.
Fuck.
No, like for real, I really am waiting. Like I really can't think of anything
at all. Outside of Monsters Ball? I don't know. I can't think of that.
Let me look up Halle Berry. When is the last good movie Halle Berry's been in? I guess that TV show she's playing about the man in outer space that comes back or something like that, or some shit like that was on CBS, was supposed to be decent. Kingsman? I still haven't seen the Kingsman.
The first Kingsman?
No, the second one. She's in the second
one. No, I didn't watch the second one. No, I've seen the first one. The first one was dope, though.
What'd you think about Claude Atlas?
Claude Atlas was cool. When you finally get a chance to watch the movie in full, and see the whole thing in context, because the whole part of the movie, she's good in the movie when you realize the whole context of the movie.
Okay.
Okay, but it's like one of those, you have to watch all the way to the end, from beginning to end, and pay attention. And once you get a chance, it basically everything comes, it's one of the movies that everything comes together at the end. But she was good in it. It was cool for what it was.
It's Extent, the one that was, it was Extent. She's basically played an astronaut that comes back and back to Earth, and she's pregnant. She don't know why. That was that. I mean, I heard that was supposed to be decent. It had 2 seasons, I believe. Or maybe one? Yeah, it looks like one. So maybe it wasn't it. Two seasons.
Well, I mean, she's... Two seasons, remember, she 26 is, episodes. She did, is the only black... She is still the first... She is, like, the only black woman to win the Academy Award for Best Actress.
Yeah, there's been a black woman that won for Best Supporting, but not Best Actress.
Yeah, that was what Dangerous, right?
Yeah, oh, here he comes. Jules is here.
Man, I'm in the building.
All right. We running through the trailers, man.
That's what's up. Good money.
For Fahrenheit, do you want to defend DC now, or do we want to go and do another episode about that? We said we were going to do a DC. DC is fucking up episodes like the whole
fucking... I'm not defending DC today.
Are you done? Are you leaving the ship?
Yeah, it's not that I'm leaving the ship.
So you got on the island like on, it's like the Carnival cruise where you like you gonna wait when y'all come back around if it look all right I might come back on the boat.
I'm a little upset about the DVD.
Listen,
man, you could have capitalized on this and ran with this and made it something that the fans really want to see. Besides, you know, we enjoyed the movie, but to truly see what Zack's story and vision was, I wanted to see the full thing. So if they had did that on the DVD, I would have been a lot happier. I still bought the DVD, don't get me wrong, 4K. Steelbook too, collector's edition, out of respect. But at the end of it, I just feel like that's something that we're not going to see. And I think there's some fan page or something that's doing like a fan cut, the ultimate fan cut. So they're remastering the music.
And put their music in there?
Well, like from Batman, Superman music, whatever, okay. Junkie XL or the other dude did, and some of the music from Man of Steel. So they're going to kind of remaster it with their music. I don't know how they actually could do that legitly, but this page got like 200 and some thousand followers, man, so it's a legit page, but I'm wondering how they're going to pull it off. So they keep putting, I ain't going to name them, but they keep putting like little excerpts on like already stuff they worked on, putting it together. So I'm curious to see that come through. You know what I mean? All right. And they always posted those snippets,
yeah,
the deleted scene stuff. So they're going to fit it all in into the film. Okay. So it'd be kind of dope.
All right, James, you got to get out of here?
Yeah.
All right, James, brother. We're going to finish up. Me and Jules will finish up.
Finish up. I'm going to get sick out of here.
Brother, peace.
Next up, Fahrenheit 451. This is starring Michael B. Jordan. Based off the book, man. The book is crazy, man. I read this book as a kid. Basically, the whole concept is basically the people don't want people to be educated, and they burn books.
Mm.
They have guys that go around and just burn books. That's all they do is burn books. And that's their job. And Michael B. Jordan plays this character that ends up finding some books that he wants to keep.
Yeah,
a whole thing of, it's kind of on some old fascist, you know, allegoric, you know, situation. So it's pretty dope, man. I'm gonna give it a sleeve, man.
I gotta peep that trailer out then, cause
yeah, it's pretty
dope. I didn't
catch
a full trailer at all.
I'm surprised we didn't talk about it before James left. But Scary Love, his boy Tommy Wiseau. Come out a new movie. Dude, they did The Room. Come out a new movie.
Yeah.
It's Scary Love. Yeah. What? It's got a trailer for it. Man, I'm going to see it just off the strip. It looks horrible. That's why I want to see it. It's off the strip. I'm sleeving it.
He said, I'm going to
sleeve
it off the strip. Sleeveless.
Next up, this one is the most anticipated movie I'm looking for. It's on some art housey shit. Mm. Sorry to Bother You. This one's starring Lakeith Stansfield.
Yeah.
And Tessa Thompson. Basically, its synopsis is an alternate present day version of Oakland. A black telemarketer, Cassius Green, discovers a magical key to professional success, which propels him into a macabre universe. So,
what?
It looks pretty dope, man.
Yeah,
like, creative. It's dope.
Yeah,
man. Like, it looks good. It looks smart. You know what I'm saying? Like, on some American Beauty type shit. Like, it looks real smart like that, man.
Let's do that. That's cool. Sleeve that, man.
Yeah. Next up, The Racial Divide. This one... it's your girl Rachel Dozolau's documentary on Netflix. I'm gonna sleeve this, man. I want to see what
she's
gonna get into, man.
That's stupid. She got her own show now.
She got her own one, man.
Yo, that's so funny, man. But that's a subject though. Like real talk, and I'll be 100 with you. Not on some, because I didn't grow up like Rachel, but me being Dominican,
yeah,
and then having the foster moms, yeah. But see, you coming from a whole Hispanic culture. Where, you know, everybody in the house speaks Spanish, and then you go to a foster home and is a black mom's, and nobody speaks Spanish. Like, I'll keep 100 with you. It's like I had to tuck away my Hispanic stuff. Like
really?
Because I ain't have no outlet for it at
did
one point.
Did you lose speaking Spanish a lot?
I did, and I was bad with it. But the dope part about it is I got to live two sides of the fence. And meaning, like, yo, I got to experience... You go from a Catholic church, and a lot of Latin people go for Catholic churches and all that, and then you go, and now you're in an old school Baptist church, and it was dope. The experience was really dope. I think, you know, looking at Rachel and her situation, man, how funny it is. But I could definitely relate in some sense to what she's adapted to a culture that she loves. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of funny, you know, how people could do that, because I've done it. You know, I tell you, I got my favorite Spanish dishes and I got my favorite black dishes. I can't knock my hustle, but I lived it. So it was like, man, it was dope. But I don't know. She ain't live it. I don't know what she did.
Mary Poppins, man, coming out. What are you doing?
Crazy.
I'm in there. My daughter, I already told her.
I'm not doing
it.
See, you got to pay your dues. Your baby's only.
No, but I'm in the Mary Poppins. Yo, I love the original.
You
did?
Me too.
Spoonful
I can't
of
front.
Sugar makes me the too. Medicine go down. Medicine. Nigga, I
yo,
know
you
all
right,
this shit.
Though. You stupid.
Yo, I know all chim chimity, chim chimity, chim chim chiroo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious.
It looked dope though.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. I was like, yo, that's what I'm talking about. I'm up in there. My daughter might even be geeked for it. I'm in there though.
But you know what though? You got to do that shared experience with her, man. She, you know what I mean? It's a piece of you. You get to kind of live through her with, man, which is dope.
Let's skip through. Cobra Kai, man. Did you see that? That they got this Cobra. They got, they redid the, they're not redoing this continuation of, to Karate Kid.
Get out of here.
The, you know, what was the kid? Johnny, running the dojo.
Get out.
And Daniel's son is this rich dude now that's kind of a prick.
I can't.
And this kid go to study up under Johnny at the Cobra Kai spot.
Oh, man. Get this out of here.
At the Cobra Kai studio.
Yo, I can't, man. Ew. Let's do it though. You go. What you doing? You sleeping that?
I'm sleeping that. No, sleep. For no. I'm not gonna sleep that. I'm not doing that, man. I'm gonna leave it, man.
It look bugged out. But DVD. Look, give DVD. It to me on DVD for free. I'm good.
You got anything else, Jules? Have you seen anything lately, man?
So listen. Yeah. Download Crackle.
Yeah.
The app. No different than Netflix. If you don't pay for it, you get commercials, but it's free. Mm-hmm. But it's still dope and worth it because they got the show I just started watching called The Oath. And that, you know, OATH. But it's about police gangs. And that close knit of, you know, just so is it underground.
Different gangs from different police have different sets of gangs?
Yeah. So it's sets of gangs within this major kind of gang community of police where they all do their grimy, man. They
so it's
all
not
do
they like grimy. The police are one gang against the regular gangs. They are...
No, they're one gang that they're just doing their thing.
Oh, the police are one gang.
Yeah, well, it's like different factions of the gang. Wow. So it follows these four cops, man, that chose some paths and led them up to a situation where they now got to work for the FBI in some sense, still staying. Now it's like you're undercover.
But you in the dirt, though. But
you in the dirt, though. So now you got to, they trying to get to the nucleus of it and just, you know, just disband this whole thing. But it's a deep show, man. Like, it's really dope. And it goes off, I think, what when you read it, when you see it, it goes off of some true stories, like, so it'll show you, like, in the narration.
Oh, so this
beginning.
Is based off true stuff.
It's based off some stories. Shit. And what's dope with Crackle, too, man, I'm gonna just say this, because we ain't really talk about this ever, but Crackle, the other show that I was in love with, The Startup, two seasons of that, and everybody in there that, huh?
They canceled it? Or?
No, I think season three will probably come out this summer or something, but such a dope series, man, and there's two seasons of that, but they're filmed in Puerto Rico. You think that's it's dope. Florida, you think it's Miami. They make it feel like it's like in the States, but it's filmed in Puerto Rico. I got to give a shout out to that because just seeing that they filming in the Caribbean and especially Puerto Rico with what they've dealt with and, you know, you
so
see
did
it.
So did that thing happen in Puerto Rico or did it
No, they just filmed there. It make it look like it's in the
where
States.
Where did the original real story happen?
And probably they're not disclosing that. Yeah, they call it Metro Police.
They're not saying Miami,
but okay. You would assume it's Miami because of the palm trees and all that.
Yeah.
You know, so that whole 305 movement. But, you know, it's dope to watch it, man, because you don't... I'm only saying that they film it there for the reason that, you know, Puerto Rico got their issues, man. Past 6 months, half the island still probably doesn't have power. But to know that they're filming in another, you know, tech state, I guess you want to call it. You know, it's dope. It's dope to see that kind of transition, man, of you know, it's not just Vancouver. It's not just Hollywood. And, of course, Atlanta now, too. And, you know, so it's, you see it in different places, man. And that's G. I ain't going front.
All right. Last up in our trailer is Furlough. This one starred Tessa Thompson.
Furlough. Heard of that. What's that?
Whitney. Go, bro. I'm tripping, man. But she's basically a cop that takes someone on their furlough to see visit their mother that's sick. Mm. And she's the probation officer. So it's a comedy drama. It looks good, man. Like I said earlier, I like the trajectory of Tessa Thompson and the role she's picking right now. I'm really, really digging the role she's picking. I'm sleeving this one, man. I'm looking forward to checking this one out, too. Man, thank y'all for listening, as always, man. We got a lot of stuff coming up through the pipeline. Cats is looking for you some more reviews from you, Jules.
You know what? I'm back on it. So I said I got to write these joints. We got to post them. And I definitely want to do the voice joints, man, because I kind of fell off, but I'm looking at it like, Pacific Rim's coming.
Yeah, you know, I'm up in there for that.
But this week, Tomb Raider. And I didn't get the passes for that advanced screening, but I would have had that for y'all. But so I'll get on these, man, this week, man, and then... We'll start getting, you know, doing a couple little episodes, man, just on the review shows, man. Because James got a lot of games in his arsenal he's been rocking with, too. So I know a lot of cats want to rock out with the game talk, too. So I'm definitely going to get on that, man, for real.
Yeah, but make sure y'all hit us up, LandoCalPod@gmail.com.
Definitely, man. Definitely.
Appreciate y'all listening, man. We will holler at y'all soon. Peace.
All right, peace.